Indeed, here I am. Okay, we're doing predictions, the annual prediction show for the year 2010, just ahead of us. And I know this is repetitive and sickening to hear again and again, but I'll do it very quickly. Most important, these predictions should come from your psychic center, not political hopes, hates, wishes, that sort of thing. One prediction per caller, only one caller for the 2 days. No predictions of political assassination. Predictions only on the air. Only the ones taken here on the air and assigned a number. So everything's straight up, right? No email predictions, no fast blast predictions, and all done on open lines, no call screener. So that's the deal. And we're reviewing, let me review a few more predictions from last year. Number 16, Obama will nationalize the electric companies. Well, he didn't do that. Bonk. Number 17, September 15th, there'll be a nationwide pandemic. The world, in fact. I'm going to give that a ding because that was H1N1. So certainly we've got a worldwide pandemic. That's fair to say. 18, flooding for the South. You know, I think that's a ding. There was a lot of flooding in the South, right? So, tentative ding for that. Number 19, SETI signal detected. Bonk. No SETI signal that I'm aware of. I'd be all over that. Number 20, government takes gold back. Bonk. They didn't do it, did they? So, remember, with these predictions, be careful. Now, again, I think last year a lot of it was, you know, colored by the financial disaster. Number 21, the moon will get brighter. I wonder how that would happen. It's bonk. As far as I know, it hasn't. Number 22, new moon 09. Oh, there'd be the rapture and first contact. Well, no rapture. No first contact. That's definitely a bonk. Number 23, Chrysler and GM merge by October. Well, that didn't happen. That's a bonk. Lots of trouble there, but it didn't happen. Let's see. Number 24 is Cocker Spaniel in the White House as first dog. I don't think that happened. So that's a bonk. I'm not sure what the first dog is. I haven't paid attention to that. So if I'm wrong about that, let me know. Number 25, Pacific Northwest forests die. That also would be a bonk. So, again, if I'm wrong on any of these, you know, I could have missed any of these. So just let me know by fast blast. But I think generally I'm correct. All right. In a moment, we will continue with your psychic predictions for the year 2010. And back to the predictions we go. We're predicting for 2010. Please make it from your psychic center, not your political center, if possible. Wildcard line, you're on the air, top of the morning.
Hi, Art Bell.
Hi, turn your radio off, please.
Yes, sir.
Or whoever's in the background there. Okay, what is your first name and where are you?
Stanley, I'm in North Carolina.
Okay, North Carolina. You'll be prediction maker number 9.
I think Israel is going to attack Iran and strike those nuclear bases, and Russia will be declared a new superpower.
Okay, on Israel because attacking Iran, that seems logical. Hold on a second. How does Russia, with its financial disaster, become a superpower, just out of curiosity?
Well, I guess they will deploy their militaristic abilities to protect Iran.
Oh. Well, that would bring on the possibility of a war, maybe even a world war.
And America will not react.
That's an interesting possibility. All right. Thank you very much. That's prediction number 9. And America would not intervene. Certainly, one could see Israel attacking Iran's nuclear capability. You would think after a while they'd get tired of building this stuff and then having to rebuild it again. But you can certainly see Israel doing that. I can't see Russia getting in the middle of it, but you never know. Just, you know, the way the world works, I mean, you think that the Cold War is over. You think the danger of a world nuclear holocaust is ended, and then all of a sudden something like that could happen, and you never know. So, yeah, maybe, maybe. Let's go to the first-time caller line. You're on the air. Good morning.
Morning, Art.
Hi. First name, and where are you?
Duke. I'm in Ohio.
All right, Duke. It's going to be number 10 when you make it.
Okay. My prediction is that after a particularly deadly attack on a freighter off the coast of Somalia, an international force of international military force will launch massive strikes into Somalia and take out the bases of the Somali pirates.
Okay. Attack Somalia. Yeah, it's getting a little old, isn't it, these attacks by the pirates?
Yeah, and it's I have a feeling that all it's going to take is one particularly deadly attack or even, you know, even worse, an RPG taking out a super freighter and creating an environmental disaster, and I think that will turn the tide, and there will be a massive strike, airstrike, and so forth.
I read this sort of joke thing about Somalia not very long ago. I don't know if you heard it, where there was like a cruise company that would guarantee you. What they do is they'd cruise by Somalia fully armed, you know, and you could get a gun, machine gun, or any kind of gun you wanted, and they would guarantee to cruise by the coast of Somalia as many times as it took to get some pirates to attack, and then you could shoot at them.
Yeah, I heard that, too. I didn't realize it was a joke. I thought it was one of the...
No, it's a joke. It's
I'm serious. I remember hearing that, too, and I remember thinking it was one of these extreme, tourist things.
It was funny. All right, so International Force ends up attacking Somalia. That would be prediction number 10, and I thank you for making it.
Good night.
All right, good night. Yeah, it was funny. It's like you could rent a gun and as much ammo as you wanted, and... You know, if the pirates didn't attack, then they would turn up some music as loud as they could as they passed the coast of Somalia. And, you know, they guaranteed an attack or you get your money back. It was kind of funny. First time caller. No, not first time. Wildcard line. You're on the air. Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Art Bell. How are you?
I'm very well. And, it sounds like you're using a regular corded phone.
No, I'm using a cordless phone, actually.
Yeah, I know, but you're on a regular telephone line, right?
Yes.
Bless you.
First of all, Happy New Year to you.
And to you.
One day early. My prediction is that we will have the biggest one-year drop in the financial markets.
Oh, God.
That will be caused by a default of one or more states going bankrupt, basically. And I don't know, that's just what
California?
I think
yes. It'd be California?
I think California is the big one, yeah. So I have a feeling it's going to be caused by an upcoming catastrophe in the state that will be the final straw to break the camel's back, per se. So,
okay.
But, that's what I see.
It's certainly within the realm of possibility, isn't it? I mean,
yeah.
Is California still issuing little pieces of paper to pay their state employees, or is that finished?
No, they're past that, but they're still doing work furlough. I think they're up to 3 days a month and promising more to come for state workers. So
yeah, it's pretty serious. No doubt about that. All right. I've got it, and it is duly recorded as number 11.
Okay.
Thanks,
you have
partner.
A good one. Thank
Take
you.
Care. The whole financial thing is really, really scary. Now, I think a lot of people have the impression that the financial recession, slash depression, whatever it is worldwide. It's not here. It's not here in the Philippines. Now, I'm sure there's been some effect, but the banks here are as solid as a rock. Real estate prices continue to rise here and that sort of thing. So it's not worldwide. It depends on the country and the region. But here in the Philippines, it's relatively stable financially. In fact, there's GNP growth in the positive direction, not a lot of it, but a little bit in the positive direction as opposed to negative. So Americans sort of get the impression, I think, that that this is worldwide. And it is affecting a lot of the world, certainly America, North America, Europe, to some degree South America. But Asia has not escaped. Certainly Japan has its problems. China is booming. And a number of other areas in Southeast Asia are doing rather well. So it's not the entire world. And sometimes when you're in the U.S., you don't sort of get news from the rest of the world. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Good morning. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. From where dost thou call?
We're on the road home to Oklahoma.
Okay.
Fort Sill.
Okay. And your first name?
Is Josie.
And Josie has a prediction for us.
My prediction is basically a mass awakening. So everyone's just kind of more accepting of the paranormal and the extraterrestrial and things like that.
Mass awakening.
Skeptical.
Mm. Yeah. But there would have to be an event that would precede that, some sort of event that would occur, I think, that would cause people to sort of awaken.
Well, I mean, I feel like since we're kind of approaching the ion belt, we're slowly becoming more psychically aware of things. Mm. I mean, like, you look at TV shows, like, there's more ghost shows on,
mm-hmm.
conspiracy shows, you know,
that's
like
true.
Jesse Ventura and stuff. And so I think people are becoming more and more accepting of it, and
mm-hmm.
they're less like, oh, that's just BS.
Okay. Well, I guess that could do it. All right. Thank you very much for the call. That's prediction number 12, a mass awakening. And I think that could happen, but I think that it would take more than just more TV shows about this. I think it would take some really, truly major event, and I would love to see it myself. And you never know. Maybe. Let's go to the international line, I think. You're on the air. Good morning. Where are you calling from? And first name, please.
Quesnel, B.C.
Okay.
My name is Lori.
Hey, Lori.
Hi.
Hi.
My prediction, one of your past guests, just like a few moments ago.
you mean callers?
Yes, yeah. He was talking about a few states going down, like major bankruptcy.
Well,
because
he said
of
at least one state.
Right. Mm-hmm. I saw the disaster.
Oh. Okay, Lori, what was it?
I dreamt it, a huge tidal wave, like a tsunami.
Right.
Coming over the entire West Coast.
Wow. Okay. The entire West Coast, huh?
Yes, from California up to Vancouver. And I think
okay.
it's because we are living on the Ring of Fire.
Yes, you certainly are, as I am here.
Yeah.
I'm on a particularly hot part of the Ring of Fire.
You are so. Definitely.
All right. Well, that's a pretty doomsday-ish kind of prediction. Where do you think the earthquake would be? Any idea?
It's going to be off the coast. I think it's going to be off the coast of, Oregon.
Off the coast of Oregon. That's entirely possible. All right, Lori, that's now recorded as prediction number 13. A tsunami hits virtually the entire West Coast. Wow. All right, now we will go to the first-time caller line and say, yahoo, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. First name, please, and where are you?
My name is Miguel Cano, and I'm in Salinas, California.
Salinas, okay.
Yeah, my prediction is I actually had a dream that President Obama went on NBC on live TV announcing that aliens do exist. And then they had a feed with an alien, and he started talking to the whole world.
So Obama goes on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And
announces that aliens do exist.
Wow. That would be quite a story, wouldn't it? And then, to sort of bolster the whole thing, he would have an alien there to, show to everybody.
Actually, yeah, and an alien actually talks to everybody on camera. I actually have that dream. It was pretty scary.
Was it a scary looking alien, or was it, you know?
Yeah.
Spielbergish.
He looked kind of scary, green, like a green, normal green alien, but it seemed
green.
Kind of scary. And he said that he was going to change the world.
Hmm.
That they were going to change the world. So, yeah.
Did the alien speak English, or was there a translator?
It was English, but it was like a weird dialect, but it was translated, actually. I assume it was translated to every nation, but I was on my living room watching it with my family on NBC, like the national.
You sound like, you know, Schwarzenegger?
No. It's more like those real aliens that are people who get the sightings, I guess.
Okay. All right. Got it. That's an interesting one. Okay. So the president goes on TV and says aliens really exist, and then actually produces an alien who's then interviewed. Something. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Art. What a privilege to be talking with you.
And to have you on the air. Your first name and where are you?
My name is Marsha, and I'm in California.
Okay, Marsha.
You know, I just believe this really great thing is going to happen in 2010, and we're going to discover a new species.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you give me some idea of what it would, new species, I mean, they discover new species all the time.
Yeah, well, this is going to be just one of these things where they're just going to go, oh my goodness, you know, this is just like too unreal. This is just like, it would be like between, you know, the times that the dinosaurs went down and the man came up, you know, it's just going to be one of those things, and it's going to be alive.
Well, it should be alive to be.
Yeah, it's not just a fossil.
Yeah, but I mean, is it going to be an intelligent species?
It's going to be something more than just like a one-celled animal. It's going to be something that they just think to themselves, how they're going to say, why didn't we find this before? You know, it's not going to be on Galapagos it's not going to be on the island where it's all isolated. It's just going to be something that comes along, and it's going to be a positive, wonderful thing for 2010.
Okay. That's very interesting. A dream?
I had this last year, and I couldn't get in.
Oh.
Yes. It was just one of these things where I do a lot of out-of-body work. But this was one where I was just sitting there, and the movies are going on, and then I'm thinking to myself, oh, my gosh, you know, something is going to happen really big. And then I thought that. I didn't see a vision, but it was in one of my times when I was meditating, and I was feeling very serene.
All right, got it. That's number 15. A new species will arrive, better than one-celled, but apparently not fully intelligent, not threatening to us. She says it'll be a wonderful event. Predictions for the year 2010. That's what we're up to. From Manila in Southeast Asia in the Philippines, I'm Art Bell. We own the night. Hi, everybody. I'm Art Bell for George Nori, who is taking the week off, I guess. I heard he's taking a week off, and that's nice. You certainly need it when you do the show every night of the week. We're doing predictions for 2010. Can you believe it already? 2010. Sarah in Fairbanks, Alaska. Hey, Sarah. Says, hey, Art, I'm going to suggest to the TSA, Transportation Agency, right, that they incorporate medical testing into their full body scans. It'd be great to get a mammogram on the way to Mexico. Of course, you'd probably want to get the results on the return flight. National security / Obamacare. Not bad, Sarah. All right, reviewing a few more of 2009 predictions. Number 26, the end of March, unions fall. Bonk. Well, they didn't really, did they? And again, you can correct me on Fast Blast if I get these wrong. 27, major sports collapse in 2009. Now, there's the Tiger Woods thing, but that's not a major, I mean, major personality in sports collapsing, sort of. Number 28, Russia flexes military might. Well, not really. No, bonk. Number 29, intention experiments return. Well, I'm going to tentatively bonk that. Certainly I haven't done them. I'm not sure how many George has or hasn't done, nor am I aware of any done worldwide. Number 30, high-profile person in tire accident. I'm not sure about that. Tentative bonk. There could have been a high-profile person who was in a tire accident. It wouldn't be unreasonable, so correct me if I'm wrong. I'm bonking until I hear otherwise. 31, California shakes in 09. Kind of a bonk, really. Nothing major. Number 32, the year of full disclosure on UFOs. We get that every year. Never happens. Bonk. Number 33, bloodbath on the Mexican border by April. Well, there's been a hell of a lot of trouble on the Mexican border, no doubt about that, but not bloodbath type, really. So kind of a bonk. 34, event disrupts transportation. Some kind of food trouble. Okay, well, that's a tentative bonk. Again, I could be wrong about some of these. 35, earth movement southwest coast of Australia. I think not. That's a bonk. Okay. And number 36, global leaders want global wage currency. Oh, my. No, that's a bonk. That certainly has not occurred. Okay, so we're up to number 36, and so far it's been abysmal with only a couple of dings, really. So you see, let's see, how many dings? 1, 2, 3 dings out of 36 so far. Pretty abysmal. Hopefully we're going to do better this year. In a moment, the predictive ability of all of you continues. Once again, back to predictions for 2010. Please make them from your psychic center, if possible. Don't just call to get on the air, because we're going to be reviewing these next year, so you've got a numbered prediction. I mean, you really want to make this count if you can, so don't do it lightly. Let's go to the international line and say, yo-ho, you're on the air. Hello?
Going hello?
Once. Yes, hello?
Yeah, this is Bob.
Yes, Bob.
I'm calling from London, Ontario. My God, I never thought I'd get through to you. I don't know how to do it. I'm a senior handicapped citizen. I'm sorry for talking so fast, but I'm scared.
Well, you did it. So, Bob, this is your chance. You can make prediction number 16.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. My dream came true. Prayed and prayed forever to get through to you, and I didn't know what number to call, so I had to press my cell phone on recorder to get your phone number, because I can't remember, because I got
it. Okay, Bob, it worked. You're on the air, so go ahead and make your prediction.
Well, you're Art, right?
Let me check.
You're George Bell. I'm just mixed up.
Okay, Bob, I need a prediction from you.
Okay. Now, I just started going to church, okay, and I do predict, and I know for a fact in 2010 that a lot of people that are handicapped, like me, are going to get out of these wheelchairs and walk.
Okay.
For some reason, I don't know why. I really don't know why.
Well, that would be a miracle.
But I get that feeling because I went up to the altar and mm-hmm. the pastor put his hand on my forehead, and I fell to my knees, and the Holy Ghost entered my body. I really believe that my back is going to be healed, and all the people that are in wheelchairs, if they truly believe, they're going to be healed in 2010.
A question for you, Bob. When he put his hand on you and did the healing, did you get up and walk?
Yes, I did.
You did?
Okay. Yes, I did.
Well, you certainly can't beat that.
I believe this is 2010, the millennium. It's going to happen. I know it.
Okay, well, that would bring a lot of people back to religion. There's no question about it. I mean, people getting up out of wheelchairs and suddenly walking, it would be a miracle that I think a lot of people worldwide could look at and suddenly begin to believe. You know, you've got to sometimes wonder in modern times why we don't have a miracle like that, a worldwide miracle. Wouldn't it have been amazing to be alive? I guess my greatest wish for time travel, for something that I could do that would be in the paranormal realm, would be to return to the time of Christ, to be able to see some of this for myself, and to see some of the miracles that are documented in the Bible. And that would make believing so easy. I'm kind of on the side of science. I'm not a disbeliever, but I am kind of a scientist. And for somebody deeply embedded in science, it makes belief, it makes faith a difficult thing. So to be able to actually go back and see it would be amazing. Or, barring that, to have a modern worldwide miracle that could suddenly restore faith for so many people would be just absolutely incredible. All right, to the first time caller line, you are on the air. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Bell.
Yes, sir. Name and place of calling.
This is Bill from Afton, New York, upstate New York.
Okay, Bill. Prediction number 17 awaits you.
Okay, it's a pleasure to talk to you. My prediction is that sometime in the springtime, which would be between March 21st and June 21st, a tornado outbreak will happen in the United States that will surpass the super outbreak of 1974.
Wow.
Of 148 tornadoes in 2 days.
You know, it's entirely possible.
Mm.
It really is. With global warming and the collision of hot and cold air that we always get in the Midwest in the springtime, starting in the South and then moving up toward the Midwest part of the country.
Yeah, it's entirely possible. Let me say that an event like that it's possible that it could happen every 100 years or so, 100-year storm, but you never know.
Well, I sure hope not, but it's entirely possible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bud, thanks for the call and the prediction. It is recorded as number 17. That would be actually, I guess, the most modern recording of big tornadoes in history. So, whew, hope not. But that one really is in the realm of possibility. All right, let's go to a wild card line. Say hi. You're on the air.
Hi, Aaron. How are you?
I'm just fine. Your first name and place.
My name is Joe. I'm calling from Pittsburgh.
Okay. All right.
I have a prediction for 2010.
Of course.
I always have crazy dreams. I'm not no expert at dreams. I've always been a prolific dreamer. And anytime I go to bed at night with a question, I always get answered. I was just listening to a past Coast to Coast. I can't remember who the guest was, but they were talking about ghosts and how a lot of times ghosts don't realize it when they're dead. And I went to bed that night wondering, how can you not realize you're dead? And I got my answer. I ain't going to get into the details of how that dream happened, but I just know now. But last night when I went to bed, I said, I want a prediction for 2010. And I got my dream, and it scared me, and I hope I get a bonk on this next year. But and
What should I write down?
What's that?
What should I write down?
Well, I hate to sound cliche, but I dreamt of a terrorist attack. But this ain't going to be like with planes or transportation or anything like that. This is going to be something where In my dream, I just grabbed quite a large number of terrorists somehow getting into the country. I don't know how. And they just go to some populated area with some large crowd, and they just start shooting everywhere with automatic guns and that. I don't know. That's what I dreamt last night. Like I said, I hope I get a bonk on that.
Well, I hope you do, too. It's number 18. I think it's entirely possible. As I said, I kind of think that that what is going to happen is that there are going to be fewer of the very large 9/11 kind of attacks, and that we're going to get more of the smaller, you know, mall kind of attacks where you have people with automatic weapons, that sort of thing. And a lot of people wonder why that actually has not yet occurred. Well, anyway, that's prediction number 18. Okay, to our... let's make it east of the Rockies. You're on the air. Hello. Turn your radio off,
Hello.
Please.
Oh, yes, turn the radio down. Yes, I'm calling from Charlottesville, Virginia. This is Scott, listening to you on WCHV.
Yes, sir.
And my prediction is...
Radio off. Wait. Radio off.
Is that better?
Yeah, just turn it off. Yeah, that's better when it's off. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I have a prediction for you, Art.
Mm-hmm.
And it is that this coming year, a specific reason why the bees are dying off will be disclosed. And that disclosure will impact certain world markets.
Hmm. Do you have any idea why the bees are dying off?
I wish I did, but I don't. I think it's sad. But I don't have any idea.
It is sad. Mm-hmm. In fact, you know, it's been one of those stories where I haven't heard a whole lot about it lately. Have you?
Well, no, I haven't heard anything about it all for the past couple of months.
I mean, we don't even really know how many bees at this point, percentage-wise, have died.
I know that it's impacted a lot of beekeepers in the United States and worldwide.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Okay, well, that would be fascinating. Number 19... The reason for the bee die-off is suddenly found, and I wonder what it is. They've looked at this every way but Sunday and haven't really found the reason yet. So, sure, that's a very interesting prediction. So we are getting some interesting predictions this year, and every year I do it, I say, please, make it from your psychic center. Not something you want, not some political something or another, but something you really think is going to happen in 2010. It gives us a better chance of having a good year. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hi, Art Bell.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Archimedes.
And is it really?
I believe that there'll be new volcanoes erupting in the United States and around the world.
Really?
Yeah.
So, in the U.S. and world, huh? So the Ring of Fire gets bigger.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. We've got a pretty good volcano underway here in the Philippines right now.
Yeah, there's one going off in San Francisco too.
A volcano in San Francisco?
San Francisco Bay.
Oh. They also found one out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, actually underwater. I'm sure you saw some of the pictures of it. It was amazing, just absolutely an amazing.
And that's okay. Just the hint of the sign was to come. I believe in 2010, we're going to have serious earthquakes due to volcanoes erupting.
All right, got it. Thank you very much. Prediction number 20 is what it is. And that really is entirely possible because the Ring of Fire has become very active. No question. Ring of Fire, very, very active. I've been so tempted to drive down to the... thing is, about 10 hours of driving to get down to the Mayan volcano, and I know there are already people going down there, and I don't want to be adding to the congestion and trouble down there, but I'd love to see it. I've got a high-definition camera, and it's so tempting. But, you know, I know there's plenty of people sitting down there with high-def cameras waiting for something to happen to capture it, so... I've been tempted. Almost packed up the car and several times headed toward the Mayan volcano. What would this be? This would be west of the Rockies. You're on the air. Hi.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, hi, Art.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I don't have these. Oh, Steve from Albuquerque.
Yes, Steve.
I don't have these very often, but once in a while I do. I had a dream that one of the Hall of Records that was spoken by Edgar Casey.
Yes.
Would be found in the Grand Canyon.
Really?
Yes. It really freaked me out because I do a lot of studying for the Native American tribes. And one of my theories is the Mayans, the Lakota Sioux is one of the descendants of some of the Mayan civilizations.
Right.
And
so a Hall of Records found in the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, and I keep visualizing, it's hard to explain because it's not like a video. You know, you see things, it just, I just can't explain it. I just, it's either in a cave or I think they're doing some repair further up the Grand Canyon, mm-hmm. you know, up the northern part.
No, you're doing very, very well. It's an extremely interesting prediction. So thank you very much. And it would be recorded, is recorded as number 21. Wow. Hall of Records. We are getting some rather different sort of predictions this year. And I'm very much enjoying that. So thank you. Let's go to, let's see, where are we going? Let's go to the wild card line again. We have a bunch of those, so... You're on the air.
I'm on the air now.
You are indeed.
Hey, how are you, Art?
I'm quite well, sir. And yourself?
Very good. I have a prediction for you.
Good.
And I do not want this to be like you think I'm stealing from you, like plagiarism or anything, but I think there's going to be a superstorm, but nothing like your book. I think it's going to be a hurricane or a typhoon that doesn't quit. It's going to just keep going.
That's an interesting prediction, isn't it?
Yeah, I think what's going to happen is it's going to, break all the laws of climatology. Might go over land, regather, continue, cross the equator, something along those lines.
Well, that would actually break some of the laws of physics. If, for example, a typhoon or a hurricane hit land... substantial land and were to keep growing, it would break the laws of physics because a typhoon or a hurricane needs the moisture to continue. So how would that happen?
Well, you've had James McKinney on before in the past, Professor James mm-hmm. McKinney.
Yes.
And I kind of believe what he says, that it's really not generated by heat over the ocean. I think it's more to do with energy patterns, you know, from the sun or something like that. So I got a feeling that there's going to be a monster typhoon, possibly a hurricane. It's going to, you know, weaken a little bit over land, but not stop. And maybe it gets stalled in some area and keep going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like sure. Okay, that's another fascinating prediction. We're having a really good bunch of predictions. All right, thank you very much. That's number 22. So a storm misbehaves in some way. In other words, it just keeps growing, even though it hits land. That's a fascinating. These really are pretty good predictions. Congratulations, particularly on the first hour. It's gone very well indeed. We are predicting for the year 2010 immediately ahead from Manila in the Philippines. I'm Art Bell.